we are admitting only vaccinated people at this time.
And there are some people who are allergic and for various reasons can't get vaccinated. So we would take that on a case by case, and if they want to contact us, we could figure out what we could do to accommodate those people.
So what does that mean? Do people have to show proof of vaccination at the box office?
Yeah, we are going to ask for that, yes. You know, we're asking for what you got at the time of your vaccination, whether it was a card or a code. Someone inquired as to whether they could show us a picture of their card on their phone. And, you know, that would be okay. You know, it's got your name and it's got all the information on it. We have made a note for people who have a medical exemption to, you know, please contact us because there is a way to work with that.
And some people have had COVID and, you know, and then have issues with the vaccine. And so there's, you know, there's some gray areas in there. We'll address them.
So will you be addressing those at the box office, too?
Well, you know, it would help if we had people contact us in advance. So like Bob said, we could just kind of get somebody's name and get the thing resolved before they would show up at the box office. That way we would be expecting them and know who they are and not have them, you know, feel uncomfortable at the ticket window trying to explain things. Because that's not what we're after. We're not, you know, trying to invade people's privacy with this. It's just, in order to accommodate enough people to make it worth it to reopen, you know, with our size, that's the decision that we've made. We're going to open with a capacity of 50. We're saying that masks are preferred but not required.
Well, it sounds like there'll be a line around the block, and you will take the first 50.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no telling. You know, it's funny. A lot of people are enthusiastic, but I think we'll see, you know, we'll see. Just, you know, it's just how many people are prepared to, you know, sit in a room with people for a couple hours. We feel like we should kind of ease into it and see how each step goes and then, you know, make adjustments as we go. But for now, we feel like this is a good way to start. You know, we're doing a, you know, a soft opening where we're going to just go Friday through Monday to start.
During these 15 months that you have been closed to the public, you've been selling concessions on the weekends for the most part, and you've mm-hmm. also been showing movies virtually. How has that worked out for you guys?
You know, I wouldn't say either of them was a big moneymaker per se, but it was just a way to stay engaged with patrons. And you know, people have just been really great. So supportive and so motivating for me because they would just overpay at the concession or they would just come up and not even get anything and give us a donation or, you know, they would buy passes or gift tickets. And I mean, that's a leap of faith to buy a pass when you don't know when we're going to reopen or when you're going to be able to use it. It's been worth it on that score just to be able to see people. And the virtual, you know, the virtual was kind of fun to kind of pick titles that would never probably otherwise get seen. But I think interest is waning in that, too, because I think people are just ready to get back.
Yeah.
You know, was there ever a time when you guys considered closing down because of the pandemic?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, that's good to hear. What did you guys do for those 15 months when you weren't at the theater?
They went fast. I don't know. What did we do?
Let's see. Well, first of all, we finished renovating our dining room, and then we did some...
A bunch of projects at the theater
because... And we started actually in May of 2020 getting back into the theater doing stuff because I was just convinced we were going to be open sooner than later. Like, oh, you know, we'll be open in a couple months. We shampooed the carpet, cleaned the seats. You know, we just did a bunch of inside stuff
that are hard to do. They're hard to do when you're open. Recently, we painted the front and we painted the lobby, and we wanted to get the place all spiffy so it'd be like a new beginning. I was pushing for July 18th, but Kathy wouldn't let me because that's when we opened the first time, and I thought that would be a cool kind of...
Well, that'll be our 36th birthday.
Oh, wow, 36 years of operation on July
18th. Well, yeah, now we have to subtract that though.
No, we don't. We sold concession, and we did virtual movies. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. What's going to be the first movie?
You know, that's still...
that's a debate.
That's being worked out still.
I could tell you the titles we're considering.
Okay.
Here Today.
That Billy Crystal...
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish movie. We're considering In the Heights. We're considering...
Dream Horse with Toni Collette. We want to play Nomadland, just for people who want to see it on the big screen. Maybe The Father.
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, maybe A Quiet Place.
I've read more than once where people say that's the best performance he's ever given, and he's done some good performances.
And there's a movie, Summer of Soul. Oh, there's maybe A Quiet Place, too. The Truffle Hunters.
That's about it for now,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you guys would like to add?
Our staff is fully vaccinated, and they will be masked. We've got 4 high-efficiency air purifiers in the auditorium, plus an evaporative cooling system that will give you a continuous air exchange. There'll be daily cleaning, and we've got the sneeze guard, of course, and the sanitizer and wipes and all the stuff that goes with the times. So, you know, we just want people to feel safe and comfortable returning.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Bob and Kathy Ezra, thank you very much for hanging in there over the past 15 months. Tell us again the opening day.
June 25th.
I think that's the first time that number has been said out loud.
We will see you at the movies on June 25th.
Yeah. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you very much.